Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get right to it. Joining the show, Odyssey NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are brought to you by BetQL. Bet smart on Boston versus Golden State with expert picks, spread analysis, betting trends, and more. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hey, Scal, we are coming to you live from the Kezar Pub in San Francisco. Woo! On 770 Stanyan Street,
yeah.
we already got action in here at 2:02 West Coast time, and I just got to thinking, what are you, a beer or wine guy or booze? You got to be a beer guy from Seattle.
More liquor, yeah, more hard liquor, more strong drinks. Not really anything sweet. Just nothing sweet about me.
Look at you.
I figured, as a Seattle, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe some bubbly, you know, like that's it with that. But no, nothing sweet about me.
Nice, nice. Brian Scalabrine joining us on 95.7 The Game. Here's where I want to start. It feels like every time you try to draw a conclusion from a previous game that it kind of doesn't hold up. Game five, it kind of looked like Celtics were dragging a little bit at the end. But who knows what's going to happen tonight? Do you have any feel for kind of the desperation Boston's going to play with?
Yeah, I mean, there is only one way to actually beat the Warriors, and that is to put them in rotation as much as you possibly can by moving that ball multiple times and making these guys rotate and walking the ball up. I mean, you guys have seen this movie before. Hey, let's take advantage of Steph Curry. Let's take advantage of Jordan Poole. And Draymond Green is back there dictating the defense, and people take forever to get into it. That's not the way that the Celtics are going to beat the Warriors. They did that, and I have a feeling it was based off of fatigue. They just didn't have the mental fortitude to, like, push through those two seven-game series. So I'm guessing they play a lot faster. They attack early. They don't try to pick on the Steph Curry matchup with Jason Tatum, which – maybe could work at the end of games. It's not like the Warriors have seen this for the first time ever. They have been dealing with this for 10 years, and they know exactly how to guard out of it. So I'm guessing Celtics play a lot faster, and I'm guessing the conclusion I got from Game 5 is the Celtics just had no juice whatsoever, and I think they'll be a little bit better with the 2 days and the home crowd.
Scal, we got a saying on the show: when we need something needs to be talked about, put the rat on the table. So I come in a couple of days ago, and Steiny, that's my guy, he goes, "Goo, guess who I saw as I was leaving the station?" I said, "Who, Steiny?" He said, "Scal." I go, "What's up, Scal?" I said, "Well, how many did y'all have at? You know, how long did you kick it?" He said, "Nothing really materialized." Scal, what happened?
Well, first of all, Scal didn't even recognize me because we haven't really worked face to face.
Scal, that hurt me.
No, I understand that. I would have jumped in his electric car. We would have had breakfast and all that stuff. But just like I do this call, I do calls all over the country. I'm not like trying to humble a flag or anything like that. But, you know, there are times when I had to keep it moving, and that was one of them. I couldn't, like right now, if I saw my best friend in the world, I'd just keep it moving right now. I'm on
Okay. You in game mode. Let me ask you this, and you can tell me if I'm being over the top, because I'm not mad at this player, but Jason Tatum, I was dubbing a superstar to what he did against Miami, what he did against KD and Kyrie. And when he was at the podium, he had poise, but I didn't like the fact that he said, "Well, I never called myself a superstar." Y'all did that. But what have you made with his lack of shooting from two-point range, his field goal range? It's terrible, and I feel like just his feel for the game, when to pass, when to go. You know, I'm a bit disappointed in that. What have you made from him during this series?
Yeah, there's two games left in the series, or maybe tonight. But, yeah, no question that since the Milwaukee game where he dropped 46, 47 in that game six, it's been slowly declining since then. He had a really tough time with Miami. And it's just like anything, you know, a lot of people don't have to go through this, but those players that like to get into their bag, you know, like to be free and easy, there's some guys, there's some dogs that like to get into their airspace. And Tatum has been that guy where they're dictating, you are not going to be able to drive both ways. We are going to funnel you into Draymond Green, and you're going to have to do this even if you have some success. And the problem I had with the media, and I knew this was going to happen, he goes 3-for-17 in game one. The Celtics win, you know, moving the ball. I was like, man, this might be an issue moving forward, because I thought he had a great floor game. He had 13 assists. He was giving the ball up. He was reading the defense early. And then now I feel like he's reading it late. He's taking an extra dribble. He's thinking about, like, if you're shooting under 30% from two-point range, you're not making the right reads. It's not you're not making your shots. It's not make-miss. It's you're not reading the game the right way. And hopefully, for my sake, right, like from a Celtics side, I want him to be able to do a better job of reading the game. But he's not. Like, he's forcing, looking for fouls as opposed to, you know, I'm 6'9", 6'10". I can see over the defense. Let me pick you guys apart with my pass. I'm waiting for him to do that, and he hasn't done that as consistent as I want him to. It might be just one of those series, and you guys know this. If the Warriors decide they're going to take you out, you're out. Like, you got to do other things. That's how good they are, and that's how good Draymond is defensively. So you have to understand that and say, all right, this is my series to average 13, 14, 15 assists and show the world that I could beat you many different ways, but he hasn't gone down that road.
Yeah, and Scal, I always, you know, I would say, and he's only 24, so keep that in mind, too. Sometimes you got to go through a growing pain like this to come out on the other side, on top. The one thing I wanted to ask you about was, you know, I don't know exactly when, Scal, but, you know, we've had you on all year, and you've been high on the Warriors all season long. You always said they either not only have a chance, you still see them as a front runner in the West. Okay, I didn't, all right? I just didn't think they could get back to this place. But here's the thing I want to ask you. I thought if they were to get back to this place, Curry, Clay, and Draymond were going to have to be superstars again. And I'm not saying they haven't been superstars, but you can make the case, Curry's numbers were down this year. Clay was a little up and down after he came back from his injury. Draymond Green has had, you know, more no-shows than maybe in the past. So is there anything that, even though you thought they could get back here, is there anything about it that surprises you?
I mean, Sonny, I don't really look at the game at the end, look at the stat sheet and try to come up with my opinion. I know when Steph Curry goes off the flare screen, you got two guys running at him. He don't even have the ball. So I just look at impacts like that. I look at Draymond Green, and he's in that drop coverage, and he is frustrating the hell out of the Celtics. And every time they drive, everybody's eyes are on Draymond Green. And I understand the impact of that. I understand, like, other players who would not be able to do that one bit. And I also understand, like, Klay Thompson's coming back, and he's not what he was, but somehow when he's wide open, he has that, like, that mental toughness and poise to just lock in and push away all the noise and the stymie talking, hey, Klay Thompson, not what he was. He pushes away all that because what matters most to him, Steph, and Draymond is making plays to win, not the noise, not the ups and downs, not the missing shots. None of that matters to those guys, where other players in the NBA, just to be honest, they're affected by that. And it's unbelievable that those guys are not. And even if they're not what they were, or Steph Curry has moments where he, like, really struggles from three in game five, man, I, like, expect them to do whatever it takes to win this game. And that's when you – I judge winning plays. I don't really judge results. I could never look at a shot go in or out. I can – if you cut a game up, and every time a guy shot the ball and you paused it and went to the next play, I could tell you based on the amount of shots that guys got or the rotations that people were in, that I could tell you who won or lost that game without even seeing the results. And those guys are winners, and they affect winning. And they have done it all year. And even when they're bad, I look at it like, remember when Clay was forcing the issue?
Yes.
You know what? He had to force the issue early to get to where he's at right now. And I think he understands that, Steph. I think Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, the staff, Kenny Atkinson, whoever's, they all get it. That's why I picked them all year long, because they just understand what winning basketball is and their ability to adapt to winning basketball as the season's going along, with Steph out or Clay not what he was or Draymond with triple singles. They just figure it out. And when you add that in to like the run that they made, I look at it like, I don't care what anybody says, man, you still got to beat those three guys. And they've been in some moments, and people kind of overrate when Kevin Durant was on their team, kind of underrate how good those three were. Even when Kevin Durant was on their team and they could sleepwalk through games, they were still winning. These guys live for this type of stuff.
Well, let me ask you this, Scal. How much of that conviction is because you saw it up close as a member of a coaching staff with those players on it, or would you have had the same amount of conviction watching them from Boston every game on TV?
So a little bit of both, right? Like, I know that Steph Curry never lost a pickup game that I was there. Like, it didn't matter how, you know, pickup games, starters, big-time players lose all the time. That's just the reality of the NBA. It's a game to 11. That dude goes to another level. Klay Thompson, like, I sat in China and rebounded until he missed two shots in a row. He made 187, and he didn't miss two in a row. I just said, I got to go, man. Like, I don't have all day to be doing this.
Wow.
Right? So it's like, I've been a part of, I begged Mark Jackson and everybody, like, are you guys sure that Draymond Green's not elite? I've never seen a guy move like that defensively. Not moving his feet side to side, reacting to what is happening, reacting to the gather. When a guy, like, picks the ball up, he's already firing out. So I've seen all that. And then I use, like, the tough moment. Kevin Durant goes down with the calf. Oklahoma City, game six, you know, when they're down. I've seen all that. And so you add what I saw up close and personal, like, these dudes are hard to beat. Then you add those moments where they should have lost a lot of those games and they figure out a way to do it. Add all that together, and that's the result I get.
Scal, Stoudy and I have been rocking together about 4 years, and every so often we go 15 rounds. You know what that means? I think I'm 5-5. He might be 6-4. But the last one was, who did you want in 5 years, Ben Simmons or Lonzo Ball? Hmm. And that kind of fizzled out. But the other day, Scal, I got a hobby. I like watching these games back. And I come in and I say, you know what, Stoudy, I respect Coach Udoka, but he seems like he's playing the tough guy role a little too much for me, too early and too often in this series. And last game, I felt like the whole team lost composure. When you hear me say that, and again, I know he's a good coach, am I totally off basis with that?
You know, he's not playing a tough guy role. I think that's just who he is. He's never wavered. When they were 18 and 21, from training camp, all of that stuff. This is who he is. And I will say this from the Celtics standpoint, and you guys could like Jaylen Brown or not, or Jason Tatum and not. Those dudes ask and want to be coached hard. And Coach Udoka, like Popovich coached Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili hard. He coaches those dudes hard. So I don't think this is like an act or anything like that. I think this is who he's going to be. And are the Celtics going to lose composure? Like, the Warriors have that resiliency in their DNA. The Celtics were 18 and 21 at the beginning of this year. They had times where they blew, like, to the Portland Trailblazers, went 7.5 minutes in the fourth quarter without hitting a field goal. So these guys got some speed bumps and some growing pains to do. I'm not saying I actually think they're going to win tonight. That's just who they are, and they're extremely talented. But, you know, like, when you have, like, those habits that aren't, like, not too far ago, right? They were just a couple months ago. Felt like 2 years ago to me, but it's just a couple months ago. They were up and down, could not win close games, had a hard time getting stops and getting scores late in games. Take that to what the Warriors have done. You can see the difference in this series. But, you know, like this right here, and like, hey, you know what? If the Warriors win tonight or they win in game 7, all I can do is write a nice love letter to the Golden State Warriors, because you have just prepared the Boston Celtics for what they need to be and what they need to be moving forward, because this is going to really help them understanding. Playing against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond and these guys, they're only going to benefit from this moving forward. And this is a huge lump they would have to take if they do lose the series, but it's going to be worth it at the end when these guys are in those close games moving forward and they're not going to bat an eye.
Yeah. Hey, Scal, man, great stuff. Love talking to you. Have fun watching the game tonight, and hopefully we'll talk again next week, man.
All right, sounds good, guys. See ya.
All right, Brian Scalabrine. Hey, come on. He's pretty.
And he used to keep it moving. That's why he's
great,
that time
man.
To kick it with his
time. Odyssey NBA Insider, Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are brought to you by BetQL. Bet smarter on Boston Golden State tonight with expert picks, spread analysis, betting trends, and more. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.